Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's talk a little college football right now. And bring in our guest. Rich Waltz calls college football on the CBS Sports Network. And college football, of all the big sports coming up, college football, the one where there is the most mystery surrounding its comeback right now. And Rich joining us right now on the program. Rich, great to have you on the show. Appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. How are you?
Sean, thanks for the invitation. Anything to talk sports, anything to you know, get out of Groundhog Day for what, you know, every day seems. It is Sunday, right?
I mean, it is Sunday, yeah. Well, let's, yeah, it has been Groundhog Day, and it was fun just seeing odds get put on games this week that are going to be taking place because it starts to feel real again, Rich. But just for a second, just to stay in the pandemic world for a moment, I'm just curious your perspective. Somebody who broadcasts college football, the NFL, MLB, NBA, there's been clear leadership in these sports to kind of navigate the course here, and we know at least what the plan is, you know, good Lord willing, to bring those sports back. Can you give us a broadcaster's perspective as someone who calls games on the uncertainty of the upcoming season for college football?
Well, that's a great word to use for everybody is uncertainty because, you know, you mentioned baseball and basketball and even hockey are all trying to start up. It's such a moving target, right? A month and a half, 2 months ago, the baseball plan was let's go to the safe havens, which are Arizona and Florida, and maybe we can play in Texas too. And now those are not the safe places to play. So it's a moving target. Those leagues are doing the best they can to set as much protocol and safety measures to get it done. I think what you see with college football, it's the structure of college football, right? The NCAA doesn't run college football. You know, you've got the Power Five, you've got the Group of Five, you have the haves and the have-nots, you have conferences that are powerful, the SEC, the Big Ten. So there's not really one person to say, this is the way we're going to do it and this is how it's going to work. Plus you've got, you know, college football, which is one of the great things about it. These colleges are in small towns. These colleges are in big cities. These colleges are all over. They're nationwide. So each region and each area and each state has different rules and has been affected by the virus differently. And just by, just log on to The Athletic or whatever college football site you want. And it's littered with articles and stories of team of schools that have brought athletes back, football players especially, to get them, started towards camp, get them ready, get them in there and isolate them if they can. And you've got, 15, 20 guys testing positive in different places. So that, I think, just illustrates how difficult this is going to be. Plus, you've got the sport of football, too, right? Football is hand-to-hand combat. guys in each other's faces, locker room full of 90 guys. All of those things are still a great unknown. And how do you navigate that through a pandemic? Because as I noted earlier, the target moves, the virus moves, the hot spots move. You learn more about it every day. So, you know, college football is going to give it a shot. There's no question about that. All the leagues have to give it a shot. The financial implications are enormous for everybody. I think hockey and basketball are fortunate. They've played about 75-80% of their games, mm-hmm. which means they'll get the full check from their regionals, because there's a threshold of games you have to play to get that full check. So they're going to have almost 80% of a season with fans, with their money from regionals. And that's why the NHL and the NBA want to quickly just jump into the playoffs, because then their national television money comes in from the playoffs. Baseball hasn't had that. Baseball is starting from scratch. They're going to play 60 games. They're not going to get the full share of their television money. They won't have people in stands, and you know, they're hoping to get to the postseason and make it. College football is, you know, there are some conferences. SEC is certainly one. Big 12, Big 10. You have enormous stadiums that you know are sold out six or seven times, depending on what the schedule looks like, and then that enormous television check. And that's the motivating factor to try to get this done somehow, some way. But I think the words you're going to the most important words, I think, going into college football season are going to be flexibility, dexterity, adjustments. How can conferences, schools navigate through this? Because you're going to have to be flexible. You're going to have to show dexterity. You're going to have to be able to change and adapt to positive cases, different protocols, all of those things.
Rich Waltz joining me on CBS Sports Radio, among the many things he calls, college football being one of them, on CBS Sports Network. And Rich, you gave me a lot to unpack there, and I think the financial implications are where I want to go here, because we know that there's a lot of entities within a college sports ecosystem, and heck, not some of it not even sports. I mean, some of it the actual infrastructure of the school that relies on that income from football, especially in the Power Five, where the TV contracts are so massive. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a chance that we could see an expanded playoff to make up for some of the shortfall? Maybe if not this year, that maybe instead of 2026, which is what they always seem to defer to, that we see them maybe invoke it sooner, because it feels to me like they're leaving potentially tens of hundreds of millions of dollars on the table.
You know, I think that could happen this year if they get you don't know what the season's going to look like, first of all. There's a mm-hmm. good possibility that they don't play non-conference games. Do you really want to play a team from another conference that may not have the safety protocol that you have, that may not have the testing that you have, that if you're in a bigger conference, you can get to 12 games by just adding, you know, league opponents. Probably can't do that in the Big 12. But, I think getting to the end of the season is going to be a challenge for all of these sports, college football especially. And if they get, you know, say you can only play 9 to 10 games, or there are teams that drop out and you lose teams off your schedule, then, yeah, I think schools are going to look for a way to make up that lost revenue. Plus, you've got the lost revenue of 80,000 fans in the seats for, you know, six or seven home games. I'm a big proponent of an expanded playoff. I would like to go deep with more teams. That being said, you talked about ecosystem. I was an NCAA athlete, but not in a great revenue sport. I was a college baseball player. So The other side of this is the college football, and for some college basketball, are the sports that fuel and pay for college athletics. You know, the check that an SEC team, SEC school gets every year from the football, basketball, SEC network, CBS, ESPN, that pays, you know, all of that stuff pays for scholarships. It pays for the nice new lacrosse field. It pays to travel the baseball team around the country. It pays for the gymnastics, all of that.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, if you lose that, then all of a sudden, entire athletic departments are really vulnerable. And especially, as you noted, the non-Power Five teams, the group of five teams, there's some really great programs out there that are strong in the American. Houston, one of those for sure. Boise State in the Mountain West, who probably, you know, could survive it. But a lot of those schools, even though it's not a huge check, they depend on a check to pay for this and to pay for that. And they depend on the attendance, and they depend on the donors, and they depend on all of that. It's a domino effect that you really don't, as someone who works in college athletics, you just don't want to imagine what it would be like if they didn't get through football season, if another NCAA tournament basketball got canceled. So let's hope they have the opportunity to add postseason into that football playoff if they need to, because that tells me they'd get to the end of the season, they'd be able to have a season, which is really the most important thing.
Rich Waltz, CBS Sports Network, calls college football games on there. And Rich, how feasible is pushing college football back to the spring, which I know is an idea that's been kicked around?
All bets, again, flexibility, dexterity, the ability to adjust. Every league, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA with their bubble, and the NHL with that tournament that starts right away, everybody has to be flexible. I don't think anybody's season is going to run the way they think it will, but they've got to figure out a way to get through it. And if there's a second wave and say that they play six games and they have to shut it down, they very easily could come back in the spring, because everybody plays spring football anyways, right? It's the spring camp and the spring scrimmage and the spring game. And if it means finishing the season and finishing fulfilling your television contract, it could happen. It could easily happen. Again, this is new territory. Anything goes, as far as I'm concerned.
Rich Waltz, CBS Sports Network, college football play-by-play. Rich, really appreciate the insight. Next time we talk, hopefully, yes, there are actual games that we can talk about, as we all wish that these sports will be tipping off and kicking off very, very soon. I appreciate the time on a Sunday. Thank you.
Sean, thanks for the call. Yeah, anytime. Let's hope baseball gets going, because that's important for me personally, but for everybody. And then everybody else, college football, they can take a look and see how things are going and go from there. And hopefully we'll have football come late August, early September.
Absolutely, absolutely. Appreciate the time, Rich. Thank you. All right, there it is. Rich Waltz joining me. Yeah, he calls a lot of different sports. College football is the one I really wanted to dig into, though, because that's the one sport where there's no real direction coming from somebody in the sport.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.